Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're diving headfirst into the fallout from those awesome Christmas Day NFL games. You guys sent in some killer recaps and analyses.
Yeah, lots to unpack.
And we're going to break it all down.
So basically, we're looking at how these games have totally shaken up the AFC playoff picture. And specifically, we're focusing on four teams: the Chiefs, Texans, Steelers, and Ravens.
It's going to be wild. Get ready for some record-breaking stats.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe even a few playoff predictions along the way, too.
You know it. The AFC landscape is a crazy place right now. But these Christmas Day games really solidified things for some teams, while others are left fighting tooth and nail for those playoff spots.
So true. Speaking of solidified, let's start with the Chiefs. They clinched the number one seed with that big win over the Steelers, 29-10, pretty decisive.
Yeah, no doubt.
They locked up home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and they get a first-round bye.
Huge advantage.
They get to sit back and watch while everyone else is duking it out. Plus, they hit a franchise record with 15 regular season wins. Really impressive.
That's got to feel good for Chiefs fans.
It does, but you also sent in some articles about a pretty interesting historical trend.
Oh, like what?
Well, the Chiefs are the eighth team in NFL history to achieve 15 wins.
Okay, that makes sense.
But here's the thing. The last five teams to hit that mark, they didn't go on to win the Super Bowl.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, it's wild, right? You'd think 15 wins practically guarantees a ring.
Exactly. But I guess not.
Apparently not. So is there something about that level of regular season success that backfires in the playoffs?
Good question. Do teams get complacent? Or maybe opponents figure out how to exploit their weaknesses?
You know, it's a question that's been debated for years. There are a lot of theories out there. Some say teams with dominant regular seasons kick too early. Others say it's the pressure and expectations that get to them.
Like they're playing not to lose instead of playing to win.
Exactly. But the source material we have doesn't really have a definitive answer.
Wow. So the 15 wins and no Super Bowl phenomenon remains a mystery.
For now, it does.
It's crazy. And it just adds another layer of intrigue to this Chiefs run. Right.
Definitely.
Especially considering how Patrick Mahomes is playing. Another killer game for him. 320 passing yards and 3 touchdowns.
He was in his element. And you can't forget about that receiving core he's got. One thing that stands out in these recaps is how diverse their offensive attack is. You've got the rookie wide receiver Xavier Worthy. Snagged a career-high 8 receptions in this game.
Wow, that's awesome for a rookie.
Then you've got Marquise Brown bringing that signature speed, and of course, the always reliable Travis Kelce. He actually broke the Chiefs' all-time touchdown reception record in this game.
Wow, so many weapons. How do you even defend against all of that? Is there even a strategy that works?
It's a nightmare for opposing defenses. They can attack in so many different ways, and Mahomes is just so good at finding the open man.
Like trying to contain a wildfire.
Exactly.
Speaking of containing things, let's shift gears to the Texans. They had a rough Christmas Day, losing 31-2 against the Ravens.
Yeah, tough loss.
But the crazy thing is, they still clinched the AFC South title. And they held on to the number 4 seed. So they're locked in. They can't move up or down in the rankings.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation for them. They made the playoffs, which is the ultimate goal. But that loss definitely exposed some areas for concern.
Makes sense.
You know, C.J. Stroud had a really tough game. He was sacked 5 times.
Ouch. 5 sacks. That's got to hurt. Do you think that's a sign of bigger problems for the Texans?
Well, it definitely disrupted their offensive flow. But, you know, some articles point out that they were missing Tank Dell.
Oh, right. He got injured in the previous game, right?
Yeah, he's out for the season, unfortunately. And you could really feel his absence in this game. It hampered their offensive capabilities for sure.
Makes sense. So looking ahead to potential wild card opponents for the Texans, who do you think they're most likely to face?
Well, as things stand now, it looks like a possible rematch against the Steelers. Remember back in week 4, the Texans crushed them 30-6.
Oh, yeah. I remember that game. It was a statement win for sure. But you think they can do it again? Some analysts are saying the Steelers are a different team now.
Well, they have been playing better lately, especially with that strong running game.
Yeah, they've been running the ball really well. Yeah. So do you think home field advantage will be enough for the Texans to pull off another win?
That's a big question. Home field advantage can be huge, especially with a passionate fan base like the Texans have.
For sure.
But the Steelers are known for their resilience and their ability to grind out those tough wins.
And their run game is a real force right now.
It's going to be a fascinating matchup if it happens.
It definitely will be. But for now, let's turn our attention to the Steelers. They started the season so strong at 10-3, and then bam, a three-game losing streak. They dropped to 10-6. And it cost them the lead in the AFC North.
Yeah, they hit a rough patch.
What happened there?
Well, one thing that's been a big problem for them is turnovers. Especially Russell Wilson, he's been prone to making some costly mistakes, like that crucial interception in the end zone against the Chiefs, and then Pat Freiermuth's fumble that led to another Chiefs touchdown.
Yeah, turnovers can be killers.
They really can, especially in close games.
And especially against a team like the Chiefs.
Exactly. You also included an article about how tough their schedule's been recently. Playing against the Eagles, Ravens, and Chiefs, three top teams, all within 11 days.
Oh yeah, you're right. That's a brutal stretch for any team. It's easy to forget about that when you just see the losing streak.
It definitely makes a difference.
But even with those losses, the Steelers did manage to stay relatively healthy.
True.
Which is huge heading into the playoffs.
Absolutely.
And there were some bright spots for them, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like their running game with Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. They seemed to find their groove against the Chiefs.
Definitely. Their running game has become a real force lately. It's something to keep an eye on for sure.
It could be a major advantage in the playoffs, especially if they face the Chiefs again.
No doubt.
Some analysts are saying that their strong running game could be the key to upsetting a team like the Chiefs, especially if they can control the clock and keep Mahomes off the field.
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
But then others are saying that their turnover problem is just too big to overcome, no matter how well they run the ball.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. Turnovers can change the game completely, especially in the playoffs where every possession matters.
So true.
If the Steelers want to make a deep run, they have to clean up those mistakes, no question.
Protect the ball and make smarter decisions on offense.
Exactly. And it's not just Wilson either. The whole team needs to be more disciplined.
Makes sense. So while the Steelers are trying to figure things out, the Ravens are absolutely soaring right now. Three-game winning streak. And they've jumped up to the number 3 seed.
Yeah, they're on fire.
They had that midseason slump, but they've totally turned things around.
Coach John Harbaugh called it. Remember that bold prediction he made before their bye week?
Oh, yeah. He said they were going on a run.
He was right.
He was totally right. And you can see in the recaps, Lamar Jackson is playing at an MVP level right now.
No doubt about it.
And Derrick Henry. He's having his best season since that 2,000-yard run back in 2020.
It's no coincidence that they've turned things around with those two guys playing so well.
For sure.
Yeah.
Plus, that record-breaking moment, Jackson passed Michael Vick for the most career rushing yards by a quarterback during that Christmas Day game.
Pretty amazing accomplishment.
Especially considering how good Vick was as a runner.
Really shows how special Jackson is.
And how much of an impact he has in the game.
Definitely adds to the excitement of their playoff run, too.
Oh, yeah, they're built for the postseason.
Tough, physical, capable of making big plays on both sides of the ball.
It's going to be fun to watch them. So, assuming they win in Week 18, who are we looking at as potential wild card opponents for the Ravens?
Based on the current standings, it'll likely be either the Steelers, Chargers, or Broncos.
Okay, interesting.
And, you know, their ultimate goal is a Super Bowl victory. It's a long road ahead, but with how they're playing right now, they have as good a chance as anyone.
It's going to be a really exciting playoff race for sure. But let's zoom out for a second. We've talked about these four teams. But what does all of this mean for the AFC as a whole? What's the big picture here?
Good question. I think it's safe to say that the AFC is going to be a battle of titans. The Chiefs are the obvious favorites. They have that number one seed home field advantage and that super explosive offense.
Right.
But the Ravens are looking really dangerous, too.
They definitely have the most momentum right now. But what about some dark horses? You know, those teams that could surprise everyone in the playoffs.
Well, that's the beauty of the playoffs, isn't it? Anything can happen. The Steelers, even with their recent struggles, still have a lot of experience and talent.
Yeah, they've been there before.
And they know how to win big games.
Right.
And the Texans, well, they've been inconsistent, but they've had some moments of brilliance this season.
Like that win against the Steelers in Week 4.
Exactly. If they can find that consistency and get their offense going, they could be a dangerous team.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
And let's not forget about the Chargers and Broncos either. They might not be the favorites, but they could definitely pull off some upsets.
True. Anything can happen in a single elimination game.
One lucky bounce, one big play, and suddenly everything changes.
That's what makes the playoffs so exciting.
Couldn't agree more.
So we've talked about the Chiefs being the favorites, but they've got that weird historical trend working against them, the 15 wins and no Super Bowl thing.
Yeah, it's a strange one.
Do you think the Chiefs players are even aware of this trend, or are they just focused on what's ahead of them?
It's hard to say for sure, but I'd be surprised if they weren't aware of it. It's a pretty well-known stat in the NFL,
Right.
but whether or not it affects them is a different story. You know, Andy Reid is a master at keeping his team focused.
Yeah, that's true.
So I doubt he's letting them draw on any curses or anything.
It definitely adds another layer of intrigue to their playoff run, though, doesn't it?
For sure.
Are they going to be the team that breaks the curse, or are they going to be another statistic?
It's a great storyline. Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
It will. But let's not forget about the Ravens.
Yeah.
They were struggling earlier in the season, and now they're looking like a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Their resilience is pretty impressive.
What's the secret to their turnaround? Is it coaching, or is it something else?
I think it's a combination of things. John Harbaugh is a phenomenal coach. He's really good at motivating his players and getting the best out of them.
Yeah, he's a great coach.
But you also have to give the players credit. They've bought into the system, they've stepped up their game, and they're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
And with Lamar Jackson leading the way, anything is possible.
He's such a dynamic player.
He's electrifying to watch.
He's a game changer, a true difference maker. And I think his leadership has been a big part of their success, too.
Absolutely. All right, so we've talked about the big picture, the playoff contenders, the dark horses. But what about the individual players? Were there any standout performances from the Christmas Day games that caught your eye?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Where do I even begin? Derrick Henry's performance for the Ravens was insane. He was like a human battering ram out there.
I know, right?
Just wearing down defenses with his power and determination. It's like he gets stronger as the game goes on.
It's true.
And let's not forget about Travis Kelce. Breaking the Chiefs' all-time touchdown reception record is incredible.
What an accomplishment.
He's one of the greatest tight ends in NFL history.
Absolutely. He's so consistent and reliable. And his chemistry with Mahomes is just unbelievable.
They're always on the same page. Right. And Xavier Worthy's performance for the Chiefs deserves some credit, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
8 receptions. That's a career high for him. Shows that he's becoming a really important part of that offense.
He's definitely a threat out there. With his speed and agility, he's hard to cover.
And that's what makes the Chiefs so tough. They have so many different weapons, it's almost impossible to shut them down completely.
You can't focus on just one guy.
Exactly.
They'll get you with someone else. It's like that wildfire analogy again.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
But what about on the defensive side of the ball? Any standout performances there?
Oh, definitely. The Ravens' defense was awesome against the Texans.
They were all over them.
They shut them out, sacked Stroud 5 times, and picked him off once. It was a clinic in defensive dominance.
That's amazing. Their defense was a bit of a question mark earlier this season. But they've really stepped up lately.
They have, and it really shows their commitment to getting better.
And their coaching staff deserves some credit, too.
For sure.
They're a force to be reckoned with now. I think the Chiefs' defense deserves some credit, too. They held the Steelers to their lowest point total of the season.
That's impressive.
Especially against a team with so much offensive talent.
Yeah, and they did it without Chris Jones, too.
Oh, that's right. He was out with a calf injury.
Yeah, so for them to shut down the Steelers' offense without their star defensive tackle, that's a big deal.
It really is. It seems like both the Ravens and the Chiefs are peaking at the right time.
It's going to be a fun race to the Super Bowl.
I'm excited to see it. But before we get too ahead of ourselves, let's talk about those Week 18 matchups. What storylines will you be watching closely?
Well, for the Chiefs, it's all about staying healthy and keeping that momentum going. They might rest some of their key players in Week 18.
Yeah, they've already clinched that no one seed.
Exactly. So they don't have to risk any injuries.
But it's a tough balance. You want to rest your guys, but you also don't want to lose that competitive edge.
That's the challenge.
What about the Texans? What are the key storylines for them in Week 18?
For them, it's about building some confidence and cleaning up those mistakes we saw in the Ravens game.
Yeah, those turnovers were costly.
They need to find a way to win consistently without Tank Dell, which won't be easy. But if they can get their offense going and avoid those turnovers, they could be a tough team to beat in the playoffs.
Fingers crossed for Texans fans.
Yeah.
All right, what about the Steelers? They're facing a must-win game against the Bengals in Week 18.
A huge game.
It's a divisional rivalry game with huge playoff implications. What do they need to do to win that game and make it to the postseason?
They need to get back to what was working for them earlier this season. It starts with taking care of the ball.
Cut down on those turnovers.
Exactly. They can't afford to make those mistakes against a team like the Bengals. They also need to get their passing game going. They've been relying on the run game too much lately.
Yeah, they need more balance on offense.
Definitely.
It's a tall order, but they're capable of doing it. And finally, the Ravens.
The hottest team in the NFC.
They can't afford to let up in Week 18. They need to keep this momentum going. What are the keys to them keeping this winning streak alive?
I think it's all about staying focused and executing their game plan.
Simple as that.
They can't take anything for granted, even against a weaker opponent.
Every game is a playoff game now.
Exactly. They need to keep building that confidence and chemistry.
That's great advice for any team going into the playoffs. So before we wrap things up, is there anything else that stood out to you from those Christmas Day games? Anything that made you go, I didn't think about it that way before?
That's a good question. I think what really struck me was the coaching. You know, we've got these two incredibly successful coaches, Andy Reid with the Chiefs and John Harbaugh with the Ravens, and they have such different styles. It's fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Totally different approaches.
Reid is known for his offensive genius, always coming up with these innovative plays and schemes. And then you've got Harbaugh, who's more of a tough, defensive-minded coach.
It's like the classic battle of styles, yeah. Offense versus defense.
Exactly. And they're both winning. It just goes to show that there's no one right way to coach in the NFL.
There's no magic formula.
Nope. It's about finding the right coach for your team. Someone who can get the best out of the players and create a winning culture.
And you can really see that in the way these two teams play. The Chiefs are explosive and creative, always looking for the big play. And the Ravens are tough and resilient. They grind out those wins.
It's a testament to the complexity of the game, the strategy, the human element, the leadership.
Yeah, it's not just about X's and O's.
Definitely not.
And it's something I think all the fans out there should appreciate as we head into the playoffs. Pay attention to the coaching decisions, those little adjustments they make throughout the game. It's often the difference between winning and losing.
Absolutely. Okay, enough about coaching, though. Let's talk playoffs. Prediction time. Who's representing the AFC in the Super Bowl?
Ooh, that's a tough one. It's hard to bet against the Chiefs with all that experience, their offense, and that one seed advantage.
They're definitely the favorites.
But there's a part of me that's leaning towards the Ravens.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. They just have this aura of destiny around them right now. The way they've overcome adversity, how Lamar Jackson is playing, that defense. They have all the pieces for a championship run.
Plus, their last Super Bowl win was in New Orleans, too.
Oh, wow. You're right. That's where the Super Bowl is this year.
Talk about a good omen.
That's crazy. But I can't count out the Chiefs completely either. They're the defending champs, and they've proven they can handle the pressure.
Yeah. Plus, they've got Mahomes.
Guy's a magician.
He can win games single-handedly.
It's going to be epic if they meet in the AFC Championship game.
It will be. Can't wait.
But let's not forget about the Steelers, Texans, Chargers, and Broncos. They could surprise us.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what I love about the playoffs. Anything can happen.
One bad game, one lucky bounce, and the whole thing changes.
Exactly. That's where we love the NFL.
The unpredictability, the drama.
It's all coming down to the wire.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground today. The Chiefs' dominance, the Ravens' resurgence, the Steelers' struggles, the Texans' inconsistency, the importance of coaching, all the potential playoff matchups, and, of course, our Super Bowl predictions. But before we go, I want to leave everyone with one final thought.
Ooh, I love these.
Okay, so we've talked about the Chiefs and Ravens as the front runners, the most likely teams to make it to the Super Bowl. But here's the question. What about the Steelers? They've been struggling. And they might even have to face the Chiefs in the wild card round. So do you think their strong running game could be the key to pulling off an upset? Or is their turnover problem just too much to overcome?
Wow, that's a really good question. We'll have to wait and see how it all plays out on the field. But I'll be watching that matchup very closely, that's for sure.
Me too. It's going to be an awesome playoff season. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into the AFC playoff picture. And all you listeners out there, thanks for tuning in and sending in your insights. Keep those predictions coming. And get ready for some epic playoff football.